Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it is the kickoff to summer on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are at the Farley Service Plaza with our friends from Chickies and Pete's, where Pete is going to pay your toll on the AC Expressway from 4 to 5. It's a little chilly. It's a little windy, but they cannot stop summer from coming. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the start or the beginning of summer.
Yep.
Well, we need to pick it up. I mean, seriously, grow up, Mother Nature.
Yeah.
It's the weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. We don't need this mid-60s degree weather here. You know, nobody wants to get in the water when the temperature is like this.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Right? Nobody wants to be down on the damn shore with hoodies and pants on and sweatpants on, man.
Of course
not. We want to be out here in tank tops and bathing suits. And,
sun's out, guns
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell? Let's go. I will say this. Very festive atmosphere.
There's a chicken over there. I don't know if you saw that. Yep.
You see that?
Yep.
Hey, listen. Despite all stereotypes, it will go home with me tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Why is there a chicken running around?
I don't know. Looking good, though. You will go on the grill. Don't play with me. We're at the Farley Plaza, man. It's awesome.
It is.
Listen, the Phillies are on a, what, 7-game winning streak?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Let's get the thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. Get it back to the fightings. Jackie Baseball. How about your boy?
Two thoughts early. One, Ike, I thought it was the best you ever sounded on leading off yesterday. I thought you were just brilliant. I thought so many salient points. And two, for those listening at home, Spike's in a mood early.
I'm not in a mood.
Nah, you're in a mood. Everyone can sense it. Everyone around here is tight. You made the whole place tight. I know, like, you're stressed about this concert.
I'm not stressed. I'm not in a mood.
Yeah, just like, you know, you're yelling at Buzz, lashing out at Buzz. He's in the corner.
I'm always lashing out at Buzz.
I just want you to turn that frown upside down. It's Memorial Day weekend, damn it.
It is. And you
better weather would help.
Well, it'll get there. It'll get there.
I'm in on hoodie and
look
short
at him,
weather.
Look at him. Yeah. Twice his size.
Yeah. So we are at the Farley Service Plaza. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. It is a nice little setup here. Free crab fries over there.
We can't beat that.
Car show over there. Yeah. You got some produce, jams,
nice
and
old
jellies.
School, old school car show.
Yes.
I like that. The antiques.
Yeah. So, and we're here every year. This is my second Farley Service Plaza broadcast. I'm a veteran of it now. I know how it goes. I know the beats. And it's a big show, as it always is on Friday. Elliot joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro, 3:30. Debate days. Our final debate happens at 4 o'clock between Brood and Al Morgani about the Tockett hire.
Old school versus new school.
Well, yeah. Al, please, have a heartbeat.
Yep, a little bit. Like, a little bit of a pulse.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear, no worries.
Yeah, no, none of that. Come strong. Come on. Don't stop, Jack.
I can't expect him to match
Broad's
energy. Yeah. I can't expect that.
This is the worst thing of all time.
Yeah.
Oh!
No worries.
Yeah. So as Ike and Jack mentioned, the Phillies have won 7 straight.
Yes.
So they've won 7 straight. They have the best record in the National League. They're a half game out from having the best record in baseball, just a half game behind the Detroit Tigers. They have a 2-game lead in the NL East. The starting pitching has stayed great all season. you know, save for Nola. The bullpen seems to be coming into its own. The hitting, now, they have played a couple of tomato cans the last couple of series, but the hitting has come around as well. And we are, at the WIP Afternoon Show, setting a deadline for you. Because we understand the beginning of the season, you know, they looked iffy coming off a very bad series to end the year last year against the New York Mets. But the start of summer happens officially at 6 p.m. today. And you have to declare yourself in on the Phillies by 6 p.m., or if you do it at any point during the summer, you're officially a bandwagon guy. Look, it's okay. You've been bandwagon, and if you have doubts, that's fine. But today is an official in or out on the 2025 Phillies show. You have until 6 o'clock to officially get in. Otherwise, your fandom is suspect. 215-592-9494. I would say this. It, for me, as to why I'm in, is not the record is good. I'm glad that they've finally started to win games. To me, the most impressive thing is the commitment this season after what happened last season to be a little bit different, the approach at the plate. I think we have seen their walk rate go up. We've seen their K rate go down. If you just watch it, it's been different. And their ability, the two guys I want to point out, one is Trey Turner, and the other one is actually Bryce Harper. So Trey Turner hitting .315, whatever he's hitting, has definitely adjusted his approach at the plate compared to last year. He's definitely taking singles more. He's definitely using his legs more and has committed to being a guy who gets on base, who sees more pitches, and who doesn't try to swing for the fences every at-bat, you know, every swing. And I think we've seen the results of that, and the team has seen results. I think he's seen the results at the plate, and I think the team has seen the results in the lineup. The other guy, though, is Bryce Harper. And Jack had mentioned a few weeks ago that they were just breaking balling him to death. And it didn't seem like he had adjusted. But over the last couple of weeks, he's taking what they're giving him. He's not hitting home runs all over the place, but he's hitting singles, he's hitting doubles, he's getting on base, and I think he will force pitchers to throw him fastballs again, which means the power will eventually come. So I am declaring myself in on the Phillies before 6 o'clock, so I'm in. Ike, you still in?
Yeah, of course I'm still in. And listen, once I committed to being in, I'm all in. And what I really committed to was basically saying I'll open myself up to being disappointed again. This team still has a long way to go. I like the direction that they're headed in, but I need to see it against stiffer competition. But that's what I needed to see it against. But I don't mind them taking advantage of whom they're playing right now. It's not their fault who's on the schedule. And guess what? Because of the way baseball is set up now, everybody gets to beat up on Colorado and Oakland and all the bad teams. Like, everybody gets to beat up on these teams. Shame on you if you're one of the teams that lost one of the eight times to the stinking Colorado Rockies.
They didn't.
Yes, I'm just saying, we didn't. So it's not against us. It's not against us. Everybody gets to beat up on them. I will say this, Spike. You know, that was very eloquent, everything you threw out there.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. And it sounds great, man. I'm with you for most of that. I will have to address the fact that you completely omitted Alec Bohm from your little soliloquy? No. What I want to call it when you do a turnabout.
Monologue.
No, you do a turnabout. You do a turnabout
about
on
face?
Someone.
About face
on Trey Turner, who you didn't like at the beginning of the season.
Yep. Right? Bryce Harper, you had in the grave.
Bryce Harper, who you had a foot in the grave with. Yep, with Bryce Harper.
I did not like Trey at the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah. We know. But that's okay, though. It's okay.
It's not true.
It definitely is true. But I love the fact that you excuse both of those guys for not hitting home runs. And that's why you're okay with them. But with Alec Bohm, who doesn't hit home runs, you're not okay with him. And you didn't throw him in there because his batting average has certainly also increased since, the last month of the season?
Hitting .261.
Give him the same credit you're giving Trey Turner and Bryce Harper. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Everything else you said was fantastic. I just couldn't forget. I couldn't help but notice you left out my guy, Bohmer.
Not impressed. 215-592-9494. Are you officially in on the Phillies? You haven't until 6 o'clock
I am officially
today.
In with
All
you,
right.
though, brother.
Fritz, you in?
Yeah, and
because you had them left for dead a few weeks
ago. Oh, man, you know me. Hate the baseball team.
Yeah.
I will say, this is the most skeptical I have been, and I expected to watch this team with a skeptical eye. And, you know, I think if they're winning in fraudulent ways, I would still be a little bit more like, I don't know. But I don't see fraudulence. You want some? You want some fun with numbers?
Yeah.
So
sure.
they
Give are some numbers.
They are 19th in home run rate as a team in baseball, but they're also 6th in runs scored.
Plus 19, is that good or bad?
Well, for the people that say all they do is try to hit home runs,
it's not good.
But it's
you can't paint 19th and home run rate is not good.
But I can paint it in a good way in that I think when they try to get into too much home run or bust mindset, like how they're doing it right.
So we like the fact they're not hitting home runs.
Well, because,
all right, I just wanted to make sure, that's all.
Well, you do need to hit home runs. I don't want that to but I from the standpoint of what wins in the postseason,
yes,
home runs are going to come, but I think they also dry up in the postseason.
Okay.
And you have to find different ways to win ball games.
Sure.
And I think they've found different ways to do it. So they're 6th in runs scored, 5th in walk percentage, 7th lowest strikeout percentage, and they're the 2nd highest batting average in all of baseball.
Ooh.
So, I mean, obviously that was aided by 34 hits in the first two games of the Rockies.
Hey, man, listen, man.
Everybody
plays these guys, man.
Yep.
Yes.
So I think and then on top of that, I mean, the rotation is
aces.
Out of control.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's out of control. And the one thing you could throw in there is Alvarado, but, and that's going to get to a sticky situation. But there's Pete.
Hey!
Man, wallet's getting a little bit lighter.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, free tolls. Man. There it is.
There we go. Pinky's all banged up.
Yeah.
But the Alvarado thing could show up, but I think they're well equipped even around the trade deadline to take care of it. I didn't expect to be in this much on May 23rd, but I am.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're
in.
All right, we do have a next question today. As we have one final pair of tickets, it is your choice, thanks to Live Nation. You get a choice for your next question if you win. Tickets to see Thomas Rhett at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, Creed, or The Offspring. As we celebrate Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer, you can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. Next question today, very simple. As we kick off summer, best or worst thing about summer? Your choice. You get to pick what you want. Jack? What do you want?
So in true WIP afternoon show fashion, I'm going negative.
There you go.
And the worst thing about summer is mosquitoes gnats.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bugs.
Gnats.
Bugs was my thing.
Yeah.
Bugs was my
Dude,
thing.
Gnats are the worst.
They're
just
the worst.
And then
they're
mosquitoes.
Everywhere.
Oh, just they ruin an outside experience.
Yeah, they do. They sure do. Oh, wow. So I'm going to have to come with best. Do you have a best or worst thing, Ike?
Of course I do.
Okay. All right.
Well, for me, the best thing about summer is I get to grill more often than not.
There you go.
Yes, I am a grillsman, so I get a chance to grill at least 3 times a week, sometimes 4.
Really?
Oh,
three or 4 times a week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It all depends, you know.
You get the fills on outside.
Yeah.
You get a little grill going.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love that. I love that about being able to go outside and do that. Don't really like the heat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But
yep.
But the time we get off the air.
Yep.
And I can get home by 7, get started. And as you get to summer, it gets dark around 9. So I got a couple hours in there so I can get some meat on the grill. Boom.
Bang.
Where it's not too hot.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go good then. If Jack went bad, I'm going to go good. My favorite thing about summer is tank top and cargo shorts. I love wearing tank top and cargo shorts.
That's not good for anyone.
Oh, no. I'll tell you.
See that.
Man, you're poor neighbors.
I don't care. I love wearing a tank top and cargo shorts.
Tattoos out everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Looking like a real dirtball. Wow. That's who I am. Deal with it, wow. Neighbors.
Tank tops and cargo shorts.
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
Haven't evolved from the 90s.
Nope. Okay. Haven't evolved. I don't have to. I'm almost 50 years old. Doesn't matter. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you officially in on the Phillies before our 6 o'clock deadline? And next question, you get to pick worst or best thing about summer. Kicking us off, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I'm in. I, capital A. I'm in, man.
You're really in?
I'm in. What are you talking about? Am I really in? Yes. I'm in.
Okay,
first
all right.
Shave his head. Hey, man. Hey, you know what happened when people shave their head? Good things happen around these parts, you know what I'm saying? So, they shave his head out there. Also, you know, Rangers 4 is bad. What's his record? 3-0, 4-0 as a starter, you know. Yeah. One of my top 11 last year. You know, he coming
back.
Yeah,
he might be back in there.
Yep. He's starting
Rangers
to wind back in.
Top 11.
Might have to be back. It's him or Lizardo.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Lazardo over Rangers.
Sanchez?
Yeah, no, but hey, he getting there. You know what I'm saying? He getting there.
How many Phillies pitchers right now, are you putting in the top 11?
We'll see how many we can get in there to keep Jalen down a little bit.
Last year he was in my top 11. Don't try to change the topic yet.
I'm not changing the topic. No one's doing anything.
He was in my top 11, so I'm just saying he's starting to form back into shape.
Right.
Also, I said, only person on this show I ever met in my life that get amnesia is Spike. This man forget what he say. Like, now all of a sudden, Alec Baum. So, you, Alec Baum ain't saying, you ain't say bad stuff about Bryce? You weren't saying bad stuff about
Of course
about,
I. Who, me?
No, Spike wasn't saying it.
Oh,
no,
Spike.
Spike, he got amnesia. He said, I never said
Oh, you said
about
Spike.
Bryce.
I thought you said Ike.
No. It's absolutely.
He certainly was saying bad things about
They were mischaracterizing no, what I said.
Oh, not about Brycey.
Stuff.
I don't know.
Not about Brycey.
Yeah.
Not mischaracterized and all that.
Of course it is.
$50 words and all. No.
That is not a $50 word. Like, even in this economy, that's the first thing. Even with inflation. The second thing is, I believe in this team more than anybody. What is going on here?
You said he need to be more than a leader. When they were telling us he was the best leader, you said that, right?
Yep.
He absolutely needed to be more. Wait a minute. Jack said it. Jack said it.
Prove it.
It's on the podcast. This is
prove it. Do you even really believe the Phillies?
Is, you can't give nobody no deadline. Like, why they gotta have a deadline? Because it's about
standing up for what's right. That's all.
No.
Deadline. Yeah. Six o'clock.
No.
6 o'clock deadline.
Mike, trying to do a radio show.
Spike wasn't in on the Eagles till week 19, and then he had all year. Come on now.
No one set a deadline. Maybe you should have set a deadline.
So all I'm saying is I'm in on them. Now, I will say this. They did this last year, you know, like last year we was on a
right.
I'm not getting excited
about the whole best record in the National League stuff. I'm not getting excited about that.
That's fair.
Yeah, but I do. I'm with Jack, though. I do like the fact that they're learning the small ball. They're playing that because in the playoffs, that's what you got to do. So I do agree with that, right? And something else.
I can't wait until we don't hit home runs and then everybody's going to be irritated.
Of course.
Right.
That's why we're getting Reese back at the deadline.
My next question. Cargo shorts. Come on, man. I don't even think I own a pair of cargo shorts. What you dress like?
Oh,
man?
Come on, man. There's nothing wrong with cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah. You're so cool, I bet.
I don't wear no cargo shorts. Hey, you lucky. The day I got rear-ended the day you were talking about backing
oh,
up.
He texted me about it.
Yeah, that rear-ended.
So I had something for you about that reverse. You do a lot of gestures in your car, buddy. One of these days you're going to catch the wrong one. People fat. What? You don't know how to back up.
Spike's got a lot of car rules. He points at people, calls them fat if they cut him off.
Yeah.
Like,
how about this? Stop texting and driving. Act like a grown-up. Don't drive 60 miles an hour in the left-hand lane on the turnpike. Like, don't back into spots. Favorite, everybody grow up.
My thing about summer is I feel like all swimming pools should be heated.
All swimming pools
should be
heated.
What if it's 90 degrees?
Yeah, because listen, y'all, that
you're
water
swimming
be cold.
In,
nah,
not July and August. You don't want hot water.
Hot swimming's disgusting.
Listen, come on now. You know that. Listen, It got to be at least, because it don't be 90 degrees every day. Not where we live. Come on.
Whoa.
Mm. I
thought we all live in the same area.
Where do you live in, Alaska?
That's why you live in Ohio. That's
it don't be no 90 degrees all the time. So don't do that. Come on.
No,
like
I'm just saying.
Heated pool.
I'm just saying a heated pool
idea.
In July and
How
August.
How much money you think?
I need a little bit of warm water. You know, 60 degrees. Because somebody
you're
be
swimming
cold.
In fecal
nobody
matter.
Wants to.
Oh, that's disgusting. Take it for the call,
Jack,
Terry. That's disgusting.
You got to go one step too far.
That is horrible. Why does it feel like that? Yeah. That's disgusting.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Because it's warm.
Let me tell you what.
There are a lot of warm
things.
Let me tell you. You could say soup.
This is why I don't get in swimming pools.
No, I don't either.
This is why I don't get a swimming pool.
You know, Buzz eats soup right out of the can. Like, it doesn't even warm it up.
Yeah, what?
Is that true, Buzz?
I've been known to do that, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Disgusting, man. Yeah. Without warming up.
Yeah.
And doesn't replace it when it's his roommate's.
Like, that's not true. I did replace it.
Okay.
Takes his roommate's soup and then doesn't replace it.
I'm not a big pool guy either. To be honest with you, I'm not an ocean guy either. I'm a feet in the ocean. That's about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
little piggies in there.
Nah. Oh, yeah. Y'all go up to the calf.
I don't really like
a little knee. Up to
water.
The knee action. I'll give you some knee action.
You're not body
surfing? I might give you some thigh action.
No. Oh. You're not body surfing?
No. Nah. What?
Come on, man.
No,
nah, I
ain't
see
doing
you out
that.
There body surfing.
Yeah. Nah, I won't do that. I might sit down in the water. Yeah, I might sit down and let the water come up to like my chest. Or
what about like diving under the waves?
Nah, that's for kids.
It's a young man's game.
Not going in the water. And I don't get in pools because of, you know, everybody being in pools, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
when I say fecal matter.
All that that's part of it. It's not fecal matter, but it's pee.
Well,
you pee in the pool.
It's everything.
Kids, adults, everybody pees in the pool. They never get out of the pool to go to the bathroom. You stay in the pool and use the bathroom in there. I'm good.
You know, Jack, your point about you just said,
I don't want to be in a pool.
You know
I'm right, Francisco, right?
Of course he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah, he does it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jack, you're mentioning tide. Two things that I grew up terrified of. One was being in the ocean and the tide pulling me away,
far away.
My mom had me so scared that the tide, that I was going to end up in a different town or something if I went too far out the tide.
Yeah.
And the other one was quicksand. Quicksand when I was younger, I was very scared.
See, I'm afraid of jellyfish.
I was also very afraid, but I'm still afraid of jellyfish. Yeah,
I had an older cousin that made me eat quicksand. Like not quicksand, but
what?
But beach sand.
Oh, really?
Like an older cousin that like bullies you.
Yeah.
Or what have you.
Yeah.
So like we were on the beach in North Carolina, like so and it's like, come here. I might have been like 6 or 7 years old, man.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite a memory.
That's actually like a form of torture, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Angie, man. Yeah. It wasn't even a male. It was a female.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much older than you was she?
If I was like 6 or 7, she must have been like 10 or 11.
Oh, real bully stuff.
Yeah. Seriously, man. Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Another reason why I hate the beach. Why I hate the water. You know
forced
I mean?
To eat sand.
Yes. Yeah. Poor Ike shows up at the beach, starts quivering, thinking about eating a mouthful of sand.
I still remember that, man.
Eating sand sandwiches.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It is a 6 p.m. deadline to be in on the Phillies. Are you
in
or out? The summer starts at 6. That's when we're starting it. So you can be in or out. 215-592-9494. Next question today for tickets from Live Nation, one of three shows, Thomas Rhett, The Offspring, or Creed. Your favorite or least favorite thing about summer? We are at the Farley Toll Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official. No, not the Farley Toll Plaza. Is it the Toll Plaza?
Yeah.
Farley Toll Plaza.
Well, Service Plaza.
Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer. Pete will pay your toll on the AC Expressway from 4 to 5. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.